Are you looking for your next opportunity in the workforce? Look no further. UPS Jobs Kentucky is now hiring at upsjobsky.com. Right now, we are offering up to $18.50 an hour. You may even be eligible for a program that helps you graduate college completely debt-free and could also include a $325 a month living allowance paid directly to you. Follow us at UPS Jobs Kentucky and apply today at upsjobsky.com.
There's nothing more important than a child's health. That's why Body Armor Sports Drink is proud to partner with Walmart and Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, raising funds for 156 children hospitals across the U.S. Children's hospitals are on the front lines when it comes to protecting the health of our future generations. But they are not alone. Please join Body Armor Sports Drink to support the cause. Together, when we change kids' health, we change the future. Go to ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org to donate and learn more. That's ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org.
GE Appliances is hiring full-time for all shifts. Join our manufacturing team and make up to $660 per week. Apply today at MakeItAtThePark.com. Make a difference. Make it at GE Appliance Park.
Head over to the GE Appliances Podcast Center on ESPNLouisville.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
As long as Set Daddy and his five houses are here, that's going to be a win, and I can't wait. I'll be pissed off if that game is gone.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Got a little Jessica, a little workout photo.
Oh, good. See, I missed this too.
And James Strebel.
Yeah, wow.
What's the...
uses her dumbbell.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Lamar has COVID again. That's funny.
Ago, Mark Ennis tweeted, "I can't wait for Mike Florio to blame Lamar Jackson for having COVID again on not having an agent. You know it's coming." A guy by the name of Jared says, "I love how you are the gatekeeper of Lamar Twitter. You're doing a fantastic job." That is how we start, sent to me. That is how we start on this 5 o'clock hour, presented by Cox's Spirit Shop and Evergreen Liquors. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel, almost said Mitch. It's the first time.
Oh, it's been the first time in a while.
Almost called you Mitch. Your boy Jack Grossman.
Hello, ladies.
There we go. Yeah. We play that again. This is Jack's final hour.
Yes,
he's
going to
be running the Lou City game tonight. By the way, John Bowles on our TV looking great.
Of course he is.
My God.
It's John Bowles. He's a star. He's just a star.
My God, he's looking good. Anyway, Jack will be going to Vegas. We've talked today about Malik Cunningham. We've talked about Jack going to Vegas.
Yes.
We did 20 minutes, I think, on the Crossroad Classic, which I apologize for, and a bunch of other things as well. 437-9680. Okay, Jack, so I want to do this right now, if that's okay with you. You want to do it right now? You did a promo today for the show, correct?
Yes, I did.
And you limped into my office. I don't know what's playing in the background. Does it sound like something's playing in the background?
I don't know what's going on.
Okay. He limped into my office and said, "I made a promo for the show."
Okay. Initiative.
"It's Strebel crushing Satterfield."
Oh.
"I need you to see if it's too negative." And I go, "Well, if you gotta ask, it is."
Then it is.
It's like the Supreme Court, Jack, when they said pornography. You'll know it when you see it.
Yes, okay? I remember that.
And so I forgot about this. I was going to do this in the 3 o'clock hour, but here we are at 5:02.
Okay.
So, Jack, do you have that promo? Is it 30 seconds? What did you make today?
Here's what you missed on The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Mobile football is going down the tubes, and I'll be pissed off at Mitch Barnhart, Greg Sankey, whomever, if that game goes away. Because that's an easy dub for years to come. As long as Sat Daddy and his five houses are here, that's going to be a win, and I can't wait. I'll be pissed off if that game is gone.
Weekdays 3 to 6, right here on ESPN 680, 105.7, and the ESPN Louisville app.
It might be a little strong.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know if it's even that strong. I just need to have that play during Diener's show. That would be number one.
Oh.
And number two, and how am I supposed to feel? I'm not on it at all.
No, well,
you just had me in the back.
Well, I just to be fair, the direction you gave me yesterday was make a promo. Strebel will give us something. Well, those were your words yesterday.
But people would think that would be me.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it says, here's what you're going to take with Andy Sweeney. Yeah,
play the liner again. Go ahead, play the liner, yeah. And then you hear Strebel scream. People would think this would be me.
Here's what you missed on The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Louisville football is going down the tubes, and I'll be pissed off at Mitch Barnhart.
I see your point.
This is why you get the shrapnel. Yeah. This is why you get the Facebook messages and the people.
The Louisville blog scene doesn't like us, except for State of Louisville. They do like us.
So would you like to hear the promo I made instead of that, that is now loaded into the system?
Absolutely. Let's go.
Here's what you missed on The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Jack, you ever played handball?
Yes, actually. And not competitively, of course, but in like middle school and at like summer camp.
That's the first time you played. Yeah, middle school.
Handball, middle school, and summer camp.
Oh, man. That was the best damn handball player this side of the Mississippi.
Damn right he was.
Oh, my goodness.
Weekdays, 3 to 6, right here on ESPN 680, 105.7.
There you go.
I think that represents the show better than the other one.
I would agree. Yeah. We do need, like, one sportsy one, but I don't know what that would be. We have one on you
right now, which I think I'm going to try to replace tonight before I leave, but it's you talking about Sankey and comparing him to Kanye West.
Yeah, that one needs to go.
Yeah, that needs to go. I'll replace
that tonight. We need to come up with something else.
I had a couple marks of yesterday of you talking about the SEC and realignment and that
stuff.
What
about Malik? Did any of the Malik Cunningham talk? Is he good? Is he not? Yeah. What will be the discussion around him this season?
Yeah, that could be one.
Okay, well, I'm just throwing that out there. The other thing, 437-9680. There's John Bull. Look at those blue eyes. Look at the blue eyes.
Wow, they just glisten.
It's unbelievable.
They're striking.
They're like he's got eyes of like the Dead Walkers.
Oh yeah, the Walkers on Game of Thrones.
Is it Night Walkers? What are they called?
Yeah. What's the name of the Ents?
What's the name?
Yeah. Golly, how am I not? I know it's the Night King. Was their leader?
You don't know.
I don't know. I'm like totally blanking on this. Night Walkers sounds right though.
Texas says, cut a promo of Sweeney telling the story of the dude beefing with him at a beer festival.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Texas says, Big Rig is wrong again. Dogs are for explosive sniffing only.
That's not true. You're wrong. Did you work at an airport, sir? No, that's wrong.
Texas says, is it possible just like Strebel, Lamar didn't have COVID the first time?
No, I had COVID and Lamar Jackson had COVID. He was sick with the first time, too. I remember him talking about it. He's like, I was real sick.
How much did you buy into? We haven't talked anything Kentucky today.
No.
How much did you buy into your boy Matt Bangs saying that he's hearing multiple credible? The White Walkers.
He's White Walkers. That's it. The White Walkers.
No, we're not talking about Virginia.
No.
And settle down. Not everything has to be about color.
Yes. But they are.
Not everything is racial, Ents.
Yeah.
They're not the White Walkers. You're not going to get me with that.
They're just walkers.
Stop it. Jeez. Disgusting.
I know. He never stops.
He disgusts me. Anyway, the Joey Gatewood's been looking really good in practice, and now it's a race. And what I would say is two things. Number one, it is possible, maybe even three things. It is possible that the narrative around Will Levis is wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fair.
I mean, listen, BBN has been wrong about Kofi Coburn and a couple different stories this year.
Sure.
Okay. So in general, I'm not putting it on Abe, but I'm saying in general, all of the narrative could be wrong. It could be that Will Levis is there and they're seeing him play and he can't play.
Yeah. And they're now they're going to walk back all that hype.
It's that they're trying to be coy. Mm-hmm. It's the fact that Will Levis has won the job so much that Joey Gatewood, hey, maybe he's thinking about moving on again. And again, I'm saying this with zero information. That also should be on a t-shirt. I'm just wondering what you thought of it, because sometimes when something like that comes out, the people that are giving that information, it's true. We never get to see practice in any sort of way. Or it could be, if Will Levis is the guy and Kentucky's been acting like he's the guy and UK football is putting up stuff of Will Levis flexing.
All the time.
No one out. Will Levis. Okay. Yeah. And that has been the talking points for months before. I mean, he was a long way away, if you will, from even being on campus.
Right.
And we were talking about it. I would imagine Joey Gatewood's in there saying, yo, what about me? And at some point, like, it tells me that Bo Allen's not ready to play.
Yeah,
because if Bo Allen was a valid backup, that, like, I'm just giving you theories. I don't know what the truth is. I'm giving you theories. When I hear that, I don't think, oh, great, Will Levis and Joey Gatewood, we're going to have a good old-fashioned quarterback battle as we go into August and we go into camp. Mm-hmm. And, the first game of the year, I would imagine you see both quarterbacks. It's such a bad team. We'll see. They'll keep Missouri guessing for week two. We can have all those conversations, but what is the point of the what is the agenda of the person, not Matt, the agenda giving? Is it true? Could be totally true. It could be a number of things that I talked about. So what did you think when you saw that today?
I thought it followed the narrative after spring practice that then we didn't hear a lot about spring practice at all, because no one was really allowed to go in.
You know what, I'll say this, let me pause you for a second. Louisville's, now that we're here, Louisville's talking about their team more than Kentucky is.
Yeah, no, it's been very quiet.
That's how I feel. In fact, I could do a show right now on the people that Louisville is throwing out there.
Yeah.
I don't know how good they're going to be, because a lot of them have played very much.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
With Kentucky, I mean, Mark Stoops can be quiet. It's not like he's being smarter than anybody.
No.
It's Mark Stoops.
No.
He's not outsmarting anybody by you
it's
know,
like Ed Orgeron's
us,
like, oh.
Us thinking that we have two
really good quarterbacks battling it
out. That we are going to be talking about a quarterback battle isn't something that's outsmarting the room.
Right.
Anyway.
Well, I would say that there wasn't much coming out of the spring practice, but one of the narratives that came out, one of the big stories was Joey Gatewood looked much better than he did the previous fall, and that he was much better than Bo Allen. He was head and shoulders above Bo Allen as far as the quarterback's concerned, and they really liked what they saw out of him spring practice. Now, if he continued to work the way he did leading up to spring, and it continued that way going into the summer, then maybe he is that much better.
That may be true. But we haven't talked about that at all.
No,
we haven't had any conversation that hasn't centered around Will Levis.
No, and then everything, I think he's like the shiny new toy.
Yeah, but everything that Kentucky's putting up on social media revolves around him.
No, I'm with you. And maybe it's
him flexing how he's a leader. I mean, they're going on the record saying he's a leader.
Yeah, no, I'm 100% with you. I think it's a combination of Joey Gatewood may have improved that much, and there may be a little placating going on.
I think there's placating. I think it's a lot of placating.
Yeah, they're like,
if you really want to know the truth.
Yeah, they're like, hey, like, we don't forget about you. So the source, whoever the source was, I think we all know who the source probably was.
Well,
in
I don't
case.
Know. Listen, I don't know if it was Vince Merrill. I don't know if that's the case.
But
I mean, he's a guy that talks
not.
To the media a lot.
Yeah,
Matt said multiple. Again,
he said multiple sources.
I don't know what's true or not true. It could be that Kentucky has a quarterback battle, and you know, the fallout there is what happens to the guy that doesn't make it. I mean, I don't know.
I'm one of the few people that have not gone full board on the Will Levis train. I've been skeptical of him. You have sound of me like going crazy over, you know, his muscles and things like that, and the way he throws the football. But I just handing this guy the job just seemed odd to me. Unless Joey Gatewood's just trash. Unless he's just that bad. But that wasn't what we were hearing. We weren't hearing, oh God, he went to spring and he was a disaster. We heard Bo Allen was pretty much a disaster. They didn't use those words, but they were like, he's really, really far behind where Joey Gatewood is. So I was never a fan of just handing the job to Will Levis, not seeing him play, not knowing anything he can do, nothing. I viewed him as the same as Joey Gatewood. I don't know what either guy can do. We saw a very small sample size of with Gatewood at Kentucky,
and, that offense
and it was unimpressive.
Terrible.
The offense
was
terrible.
Was bad. Yeah, they were bad.
Just, the final game that he played in, Eddie Grant just stuck him as a wide receiver in the Wildcat. That's what he was relegated to at the end of the season. Is that Eddie Grant's fault, or is that this Joey Gatewood was that bad he didn't trust him to throw a damn football? I don't know. But this idea that we're anointing Will Levis as the king of quarterbacks in Kentucky is ridiculous.
You want to anoint him.
No, I would rather.
You saw the pictures of him flexing.
I did. And he had a
you
nice.
You like him.
He had big muscles.
Stop it. You don't want to do this. Grossman, I need your help. Hang on.
I did slobber all over Will Levis' biceps.
Yeah,
Go
ahead and search in the Dropbox. Will Levis, there was a video that came out.
It was a video of him, and he was
he was throwing from his knees.
Into the goalpost or something
right.
like that.
Right, he was throwing it 60 yards plus from his knees.
No, he looks good. I mean, he looks like a big, strong guy. But at the same time, you look at his stats, it's coming out on a Sea of Blue. Eventually, I did a quarterback comparison of Joey Gatewood and Will Levis.
Were they holding it? Why not just put it out there? Like you're like,
because they're like
you're
spacing them out.
Something like you're saying something needs to be valued so much that it just sits there.
They're spacing out all the player profiles.
There is a man.
Okay.
He's in a football stadium.
All right.
He's jacked. He's yoked.
He's yoked.
Especially for his position.
Oh, boy.
And he's slinging.
Oh, he's slinging.
He's slinging it.
Okay.
You ready for that?
I'm ready for that.
Look at this.
Yeah, okay.
React.
Oh, man. Is that Will Levis? Damn. Look at this dude. Holy bleep!
He's slinging it.
He's slinging
it. You
want
to watch it again?
Look at those muscles.
Watch it again. Look at that. Boom.
Oh! Oh, yeah, baby! Now, that was me. Look, again, he looked jacked. He looked yoked, but I wasn't saying it ain't him the job. I never said that.
Oh, that sounds like a guy that you are so genuinely excited about that moment.
Does he look good?
That's like you saying, me and my wife got engaged, but you only did so, like, you didn't give her the ring, you just talked about it. I mean, that's what that is.
No,
I mean, it's assumed at this point, right?
It's assumed, but again, I don't get it, because you look at his stats at Penn State, they were nothing that jumped off the bat.
He doesn't have any stats.
He had heavy stats. So it was just a little disingenuous of Kentucky just to march it out there like, yeah, hey, he's a starter. I don't know if that was, some of it is them.
No, they did.
But I think
everyone said it. They did.
Was like, people on social media and people like me yelling and screaming about how good he looks without his shirt on. Which is substantially great.
Oh, goodness. 4379680 does look good.
He does.
Texas says, I'll believe it when I see it when it comes to quarterbacks at Kentucky. Heard the same thing, the same garbage last year. Yeah?
Well, I don't think anybody's saying that they're going to have some badass. Yes, I am. Yeah, thank you.
I was, again, going to ask you something, but I can't remember what it was.
Uh-oh.
I was going to completely turn the tides.
Oh.
We're back in the lead for the medal count, by
hell
the way.
Yeah.
In the Olympics, which is great. I mean, I was worried there for a second. By the way, Wave 3 does this thing. Her name is Elizabeth Pace.
Yeah.
She sits in a room and has, like, a microphone that isn't live.
Like she's on the radio
Like
or
she's
something.
On the radio, and I don't like that.
It's just a prop.
I don't like that. I think I'd be great for this job. I think I'd be great for that job.
You can sit there.
Oh, yeah, I haven't told you this. I tried to give Locke an idea for Spectrum. He doesn't want to buy it.
What's the idea?
How about a sports show?
Yeah.
Like a Kornheiser type sports show.
And he didn't want to buy it. He's not going to take it to the higher ups.
Not taking it to the higher ups.
Well, because you know why it's not his idea.
Well, because it's not a Louisville show.
It's not a Louisville show, and it's not his idea, so he doesn't want anything to do with
it. Texter says, Pat 40 sucks. Thank you, 859.
Yeah.
Thank you, 859.
He's flying in with that for no reason at 5:15 after his daughter just was in the Olympics.
Texas says, Big Rig is just like Locke, coming out negative in case Levis is bad, then he'll pivot. When he's good, it's sickening.
No, I'm not rooting for him to be bad. I would love him to be good. I'm just saying, I can objectively look at things and make an objective opinion about it. I don't have to just fall in love with everything the way Louisville fans do with every facet of every program and every athlete and every coach they've ever had. I could just sit and back and say, you know what, I'm not sold on him yet. What's wrong with that? There's nothing. I'm not pivoting. I'm just saying I'm not sold on him. He might be really good. He may be really bad. I hope there is a quarterback competition.
You had spittle. There was a little bit of spittle. Did you feel it? Did you feel it?
Yeah, I did. Okay. But I hope there is a quarterback competition between Will Levis and Joey Gatewood, and don't just anoint Levis. Let it play out.
Grossman, let's hit him over the head with some Maben and Rummage sound here.
Let's go.
I think right now is the time to do it. I think now's the time. Yeah. Where's the sound I ask you about Jordan Wara? Is it on here?
Oh, here we go.
I don't know if Jack is there
is
right
Jack
now.
Is Jack there? Is
anybody there? Are we on
the
air?
We
are on the air.
Okay, yes, I'm here.
Oh, there he is.
Did you have a little tum-tum
you
issue?
Okay?
Did you fall asleep?
No, I was slugging a little bit of water.
I mean, you were gone for like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
You were sitting out there.
No,
how about
make
water?
Sure I had the clip here.
It's gonna work for both of us. If you just sit on the bench and take a rest, you know, you're not gonna play this year, baby.
Yeah.
But down the road, we're gonna be successful.
Right.
Hey, Coach McGee's handing my baby powder.
Right, because I was fascinated with how accepting Jalen Withers was of the red shirt.
No,
but
stop
especially
it.
Knowing
that's
a team that had a shot to win a national championship. Right. Here's the problem. I didn't.
He's gone again. Oh, there he is.
No, that was the line. The national championship line. That's the line.
No, you have the wrong sound.
He said Jordan Wara.
Jordan Wara.
I have stuff on David Johnson.
No, David Johnson's not Jordan Wara.
They never talked about freaking Jordan Wara except for like two words.
You don't think Jordan Wara scoring 33 in the Olympics is something that Maben and Rummage wouldn't talk about?
Right.
You think they'd only talk about that for 20 seconds?
It's definitely something it sounds like they would talk about, but I...
Because it's a haymaker of a clip.
I know. I didn't hear. I heard that Jalen Withers take earlier today.
I don't need Jalen Withers.
No.
Hang on.
Okay.
It was. Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness. I don't even see it on here. That's not good. That's probably what happened. It didn't transfer between our things.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That. I don't know. Maybe it was 11:44. Oh, goodness. And it was a haymaker.
Man.
I don't want to even transcribe it to you. It just ruins everything.
Yeah, I got to hear their fresh takes.
You got to hear them say
word
it.
Word for word.
You got to hear them say
no
it.
No one can do it like them.
I can't even. No, of course
they
can.
Yeah, no one can do it like them. I'm with you.
Oh,
I mean,
what a fizzle out in the 5 o'clock
darn. Hour. Because I heard that Jalen Withers take, you know, as it happened, and I just was kind of confused by it, but I did like the Bekese baby powder talk.
But the line in the Withers take is that Rubbage says that they were title contenders that year. So that's what I was thinking you would react to.
Well, I mean, of course that's what he said. They're title contenders every year. And then when they don't make the tournament, they're title contenders next year. We'll be title contenders when we get Marcus Carr. You didn't get Marcus Carr. We're still title contenders, even though we didn't get him. Even though when I said he would elevate us to title contenders, didn't get him, we're still title contenders. Why? Jalen Withers.
Texas says, go chug some more water, Jack. Texas says, I don't believe that Jack was chugging water.
I don't either.
But especially knowing a team that had a shot to win a national championship, right?
I think that's when they were taught.
No, I listened to everything like a full 5-6 minutes before, a full 5-6 minutes after that. They never mentioned Jordan Wara there, because then they start talking about Jared West and DeAndre Davis and
Texas says, "Come on, Jack, get your head in the game." This right here was your moment, not the Crossroads take.
Jack's got the yips right now.
I agree with that guy. Jack's been great today in this one moment.
Yeah.
I didn't check it. I just figured it was the sound.
Yeah. He just fizzled. it happens, Jack. It happens to me all the time.
By the way, Rummage is running in Nord-EC right now.
He is. He
Did you see that?
He texted me earlier. And
you see this? Look at that.
I didn't see the picture. Whoa!
Look at that. He's running hills in Norton Commons.
Look at that. He's all tatted up. He's got his sunglasses. He looks angry. He's angry Rummage.
He's angrier running than he's ever been at Mac or Satterfield.
That's a great point.
He's angrier at a hill of grass.
He'll never make that face when Satterfield wins four games this season. It'll just be a smile.
I'm legit sad now. I'm going to have to figure out what happened.
Yeah.
It was going to create a blow up for you. That's what it was going to do.
I want to hear this sound.
Let's take a quick break. On the other end, we're going to search for this damn sound. That's number one. We will do no more quarterback talk on Kentucky. I follow up with Malik Cunningham. We do have a bunch of sound that I want to get to. We say goodbye to Jack for seemingly a month.
Yeah.
We will do that. And I have a question for Kentucky and Louisville fans, maybe Indiana fans, on the football side.
Okay.
I'm interested in your reaction on the football side. 437-9680, another segment to go. We got you to 6 o'clock on ESPN Louisville.
Are you looking for your next opportunity in the workforce? Look no further. UPS Jobs Kentucky is now hiring at upsjobsky.com. Right now, we are offering up to $18.50 an hour. You may even be eligible for a program that helps you graduate college completely debt-free and could also include a $325 a month living allowance paid directly to you. Follow us at UPS Jobs Kentucky and apply today at upsjobsky.com.
There's nothing more important than a child's health. That's why Body Armor Sports Drink is proud to partner with Walmart and Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, raising funds for 156 children hospitals across the U.S. Children's hospitals are on the front lines when it comes to protecting the health of our future generations. But they are not alone. Please join Body Armor Sports Drink to support the cause. Together, when we change kids' health, we change the future. Go to ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org to donate and learn more. That's ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org.
GE Appliances is hiring full-time for all shifts. Join our manufacturing team and make up to $660 per week. Apply today at MakeItAtThePark.com. Make a difference. Make it at GE Appliance Park.
Head over to the GE Appliances Podcast Center on ESPNLouisville.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Jack, you ever played handball?
Yes, actually. And not competitively, of course, but in like middle school. And at, like, summer camp.
That's the first time you played. Yeah, middle school. Do you think you'll play handball when your eyes have to be closed for 6 hours next week?
No, don't think so.
And James Strebel.
Handball, middle school, summer camp. That's what everybody plays.
Jack's mom walks in the basement. He's just playing a game of handball.
Yeah, no big
hour
deal.
Number four, keeping his eyes closed for 6 hours.
He drops the laundry. What are you doing?
Just a little handball. Oh, man. That was the best damn handball player this side of the Mississippi.
Damn right he was.
Oh, my goodness.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Gonna have to remind me coming up at the end of the show. I need to give away these two passes to play in the Capital Golf. I mean, this is a good idea.
It's a hell of a prize.
The Capital Golf Charity Amateur Tour to play up at the University Club, the Big Blue Course. So there you go. They got real creative there. Did Kentucky
the Big Blue Course. Right next to the Big Blue Wall.
I mean, it's unbelievable. I'm just kidding.
I'm not.
It is funny, though.
It is
Come
funny.
On.
I was going to say, it is funny. I'm laughing funny. At it.
Texter says, let's see here. Did you guys see Pete Thamel's tweet? I did.
Uh-oh.
This is funny. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Breaking. The Big 12 has sent a cease and desist letter to ESPN. The letter demands ESPN end, quote, all actions that may harm the conference and its members, and that it not communicate with the Big 12 conference's existing members or any NCAA conference regarding the Big 12 conference members, possible conference realignment, or potential financial incentive or outcomes related to possible conference realignment. How about that?
Yeah, good luck with that, Big 12. I mean,
I love that. How about that?
It's done. It's done. They can send all the cease and desist letters they want. It's happening. Trying to make ESPN not talk about it, is it going to just make it disappear and everything's
going
to stay?
No, it's not that. It's ESPN has been a part of orchestrating all of this. ESPN, and I mean, listen, SEC did this,
and they were
able to do this because of ESPN. I mean, ESPN here and Greg Sankey are tied at the hip here. That's what the Big 12's saying. The Big 12's saying, hey, don't go to our conference members and say how much more you can make. I mean, the Big 12 is protecting Fox here. That's what they're trying to do.
I understand
Fox's
that.
Fox's deal with the Big 12 after this year on the football side, we know it's like meaningless.
It is meaningless.
It loses loses over 50% of its value by those two teams leaving.
No, I get it, but I like I said, they can send out all the letters they want. It's done. It's absolutely done. So I think it's a little too late for the Big 12 to do this.
Texas says, I live in Nordy. See, if I see Rummage in the neighborhood, I'm going to give him an L's down.
Yeah, of that's course. What I'm talking about.
Oh, you see any of the Louisville guys and you just happen to be out, even if you're a Louisville fan,
yeah.
Just they don't L's, know that. Pop him an L's down.
L's down, yeah.
Yeah. And Rummage is with the family, you pop him with an L's down. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing at all.
That's what grown-ups do.
Yeah, well,
who doesn't do that?
Rummage does brag about how Nordy C is very heavily leaned towards Louisville.
There
He's
you
like,
go.
I don't see any Kentucky flags around here. Only there Cardinal you go. Flags. I'm like, well. Another reason why I don't want to live in Nordy C.
Is that the reason?
Another reason. There's multiple reasons.
Texas says the other course is called the Wildcat course. There you go. Of course
yeah,
it is.
The Wildcat course, the Big Blue course.
Not shocking whatsoever.
The BBN course.
Speaking of BBN, you sent us a picture today. You were wearing a UK. You'll love this, Jack. He was wearing a UK shirt when you proposed to your wife.
That's true. It's 100,
how about that?
Maybe that's up. Why you took a break.
It popped up on my memories on Facebook today, and I sent that to you and Mitch. I thought you guys would get a kick out of that.
You didn't send it to Jack.
I did, because we were having a conversation. You and Mitch and I were having a conversation, so I threw that out there, because while we were talking, that memory popped up, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's very stereotypical that I wore a Kentucky shirt while proposing to my
wife.
And
it was like a grungy one, too.
It wasn't a nice one.
It wasn't a nice one.
It was Nike,
shirt.
But it was an older Nike one.
Why did you
Nike
wear
one.
Like, pop on a polo or something? Where were you, by the way? Were you on the beach or
no,
what?
No, we were in Minnesota. We're on vacation.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, we're on vacation, and you know, in front of very nice scenery.
So you packed the mother-in-law,
lake.
And then proceeded to go propose after packing the mother-in-law.
Did you propose in front of people?
Oh yeah, there's a whole group of people. Yeah,
that's so pretentious.
It was no, I proposed in front of about 50 people.
Is that pretentious? I'm going to Jack Grossman for this. Jack, is that pretentious?
Yes.
Why? Why is it pretentious?
It puts all the pressure on her. Like what
on
if she
her?
Yeah, what if she doesn't really
I'm
want to
I'm the
say
one
yes?
doing all the work.
It's a private moment.
No, it's not a private moment. It doesn't have to be a private moment.
Like her whole family's just like looking around. They're all just like sitting there. I don't know. I don't know if it's wrong. I don't know what people think.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people propose in front of football stadiums. I can't propose in front of like 50 people.
50 people.
There's about 50 people. Yeah.
So you told everybody she didn't know. Did they all know?
No, they didn't know.
Nobody knew.
The only person that knew was my mother-in-law.
That's it.
She was the
mother-in-law
only person
that you gave COVID to.
Yes, she knew.
She's the only one.
She's the only one
and
that knew
what
I was
And then years later,
doing.
You gave her COVID.
Yeah,
you gave
exactly.
her a life-threatening illness.
Yeah.
That you got from a Uber driver in New Albany.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know where I got it, but I got it, yeah. But she was fine. She didn't get very sick. But, yeah, I proposed in front of the resort, so it was not a big deal. It was awesome.
Texas says, do people in Minnesota know about the pause?
No. Not that I know of,
50
anyway.
People.
There's about 50 people there.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it was on a Wednesday. That's when they had the resort fish fry. And everybody comes and brings it's been canceled now because of COVID. They didn't have it last year or this year.
Wait. It wasn't 50. Okay, hang on. So it was a fish fry.
Yeah.
It was 50 people. It wasn't just family. It was like some of them were strangers.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, some of them were strangers, yeah. So it was her family, and then whoever else is in the resort, and that's where I did it. Yeah.
Some guy around there had to think you were a jackass.
No, people loved it.
Some, no.
No, I got there applause.
Had to, there had
nope.
to be a guy that
nope,
was like,
there was
look
not.
At this jackass.
No, they made it. Not, you know what I said to him? You couldn't do it, big boy. You couldn't get in front of everybody and do this. You had to hide. You had to hide in privacy. Oh, I can't. If he says no in front of people, I might not be able to go home. So, no, I got a round of applause. We talk about it every year. People around the resort always say, hey, I remember when you proposed to your wife. That was awesome.
Texas says, nothing says I love you like a fish fry. I agree with that. That sounds good, actually.
It was really good.
I would love to be a part of a fish fry, like tonight.
It was
like, if I knew that's what I was having for dinner, that would make me much happier than I am right
now.
It's
like fresh-caught walleye.
Oh.
It's so good. It's so, and I'm really disappointed the last 2 years they don't have it.
You ever had some walleye before, Jack?
I don't believe so. It sounds good, though.
It's really good. It's good eating fish.
They're showing all the Wave 3 right now is running something on like Southern Indiana schools. Oh. Being back. They're back today.
Yeah.
And I can just hear like Biscuit and Diener, look at those animals. Jeff High.
Those.
Look at those animals going to North Haven.
Those bumpkins.
Look at them.
You got some mass at school. Not a lot, though.
There shouldn't be any. There should be no masking. Texas says, Strebel bent the knee to his mother-in-law since day one, LOL.
What does that even mean?
Texas says, Strebel's wife was pressured to say yes by the random crowd.
I knew she was going to say yes. She wasn't pressured to say yes. I knew she was going to say yes. I had the indicate. You know how I knew she would say yes? Because we were out driving around one day, and we just happened to go past the jewelry store. And she's like, let's go look at engagement rings over there. That's how I knew she was going to say yes.
And you did?
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't think there was – I don't think anyone's thinking that she was going to say no.
That person indicated that she was pressured to say yes.
I don't know the split here. The text line's telling you one thing. I don't know the split here mm-hmm. on what people think.
Yeah.
There might be more people that agree with you that have done this more like
sure.
you than not.
And I
this
don't care.
This could be a vocal minority. I'm saying I don't have any idea.
And I
was opposite, but that's just the way that it is.
No, that's fine. People can do that the way they want to do that. I don't care. I don't look down. Like, that's the thing that you know, really chaps my you-know-what. Like, when you look down on something, the way somebody does something, because that's not your preference. Well, that's not your preference. That's fine,
well, that's
but don't look down on it.
That's the text line.
I know, it is.
That's kind of the show.
Yeah, exactly, and I'm fine
know,
with that.
I don't
like,
know what to tell
I've
you.
I've come to terms with the text line, but that's just me.
Texas says, Big Rig popped the question in a musty UK shirt at a fish fry. How on brand?
Yeah, that I agree with. It was very on brand for Kentucky fans.
Texas says, it is pretentious. I don't need Uncle Larry sitting there shirtless drinking a beer while I propose.
That's fine. Then you do you, man or woman or whomever.
Texas says, Strebel proposed at Cart Country LMAO.
I didn't. It was a nice resort that I proposed at. And you know what? I get the last laugh because I'm the one that she's married to and not these bums. So go jump off into the pool or wherever. Yeah, cart country. That's I'm the one that made out great here. Y'all can try to bash it all you want. Be like, you redneck goof. I'm the one that got married, homeboy. How about that, you sad-ass texter?
Texter says, did the pause happen because someone asked for a prenup? That's a good question.
There's no prenups. No one asked for a prenup. There is not a prenup.
Jack, do you know what a prenup is?
I'm not gonna lie, I am trying to cut the bonus hour.
Oh!
Because I just
Use our first segment.
I'm trying to cut the entire bonus
hour.
Wait,
no one cut it
again?
Did this happen again?
No one cut anything.
Jack, what are we doing here?
It's 2 days in a row.
Yeah. What's happening? Do you know how many bleeping meetings we've had over this? I mean, what are we doing? You know what? Just re-rack one of our entire hours.
Yeah, do
all
that.
Right, we'll get that.
No, use our first segment, which was like 28 minutes. Use Vince Tyre, who was on with Diener today. Okay,
That's what I was cutting right now.
That's like 75-80%. Come on.
I mean, dropping the ball.
I mean, Nick Valvano had EC on. I mean, there's easy things. Oh, I'm going to play the sound now. Let's play the sound right now.
All right, let's do it. All right.
You ready for this?
I'm ready. I'm already riled up.
By the way, what time do I need to get out of here? Let's just be sloppy on the air right now. What do I need to do? Do I need to clear anything else? Or are we good to go to, you know, 558 or whatever?
We can just go to 58.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, there's Vince Tyre.
He's on TV. Look at him.
And he was on the Diener Show this morning.
He was. He's doing the media rounds today.
He
Vince
is.
Tyre is. He's getting people pumped up for football. He's ready to go.
That's what he's doing.
Mitch Barnhart's hiding. Good for Vince. You know what? Good for Vince Tyre. He's going on radio stations. He's on TV talking. Mitch Barnhart, what the hell's he doing?
Nothing.
Nothing. NIL sucks. That's what he's doing.
He's at Cracker Barrel right now discussing if he and Ma need to buy one of the $325 chairs.
Rocking chairs in the front. Yeah.
That's in the front. I mean, those things.
They're ridiculous.
Good God. It costs as much as a house. I'm like, I'm not paying $500 for a bench.
No.
What are we doing here?
But it came from Cracker Barrel.
Anyway, 437-9680. Jack, you ever been to Cracker Barrel?
Yes, love Cracker Barrel. I got the sound ready.
That's an upset. Okay,
really?
So this discussion was Jordan Wara dropped 33.
Right. For Team Nigeria.
Yes.
So you listen to this, Jack. You think we'll get a reaction from Strebel?
Absolutely.
Here? Okay, that's right. What I thought. All right, so go ahead, roll tape.
Listen, is it time? Is it time to finally admit we were going to be in Elite Eight with Jordan?
Oh, please.
Yeah.
Please.
It's time to admit that.
Yeah, it's like that team
was going to make the Elite Eight.
Yeah.
It's time.
Yeah.
It's time. It's time for y'all to admit that's – listen, Jordan Wara was going through the motions of the regular season to make a tournament.
Yeah.
He was going to shoot everything, and we were going to win.
You at least have to give me that we had a guy that could potentially carry you to a Elite Eight Final Four.
Yep.
In Jordan Wara. And which, by the way, let me throw out there, Steve signed with got a summer league deal with the Bucks.
That's awesome.
Steve Enoch. Yeah. I did read that somewhere.
That is awesome.
Pops, if Pops is listening, he can confirm that. But I read that
Pops
somewhere.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah, because I only read that.
It's great news.
One place on Twitter, but if he could confirm that, because I think
I want to know the one.
That would
play.
Be great. Yeah, be a great spot. Actually, I think it's a spot he might be able to
all
make.
Right, that's good. We don't need Stephen Enoch.
All
yes.
Right. I don't know where to start. So I'll start. I'll start here.
Here we go. What did you look up on your phone?
I was going to look up
Jordan Wara's stats.
No. I was going to look up Louisville's schedule and see how many they lost in February, heading into March, where they tank as they do every year.
Oh, here we go.
Tanking February.
Here we go. But
the guy
Jack.
That they hated, maybe not hates a strong word. The guy that they blamed the late season swoon on. They begged Chris Mack to bench. Begged bench him, Chris Mack, and they applauded when Chris, because he had a bad attitude.
They did bench him against Clemson.
He was all about me. This guy that I'm not saying Steve Rummage and Marcus Maben particularly, but Louisville fandom didn't like his attitude.
Louisville Twitter, yeah,
selfish. Bench him now.
Bad body language.
Bad body language. But now, he was the guy that's going to take us to Elite Eight. Y'all just worry about getting in the tournament and win a game in the first place. Don't tell me about Elite Eight. And Jordan Wara was a fine player, but there's no indication that he would have put you on his back and carried you to the Elite Eight. Who thinks that other than Louisville fans that don't live in the real world? They didn't like this guy, Andy. They were like, we can't wait for him to leave at one point in the season. It's just stunning to me. But now, because he scored 33 points for Nigeria in the Olympics.
They were doing that for you.
They were. And it's silly.
I swear they were doing that for
and
you.
And then good. This is the difference between Kentucky and Louisville fans. Good for Stephen Enoch for making a practice team. Oh, that's what we celebrate around here. This is practice team invites.
Well, I don't think they were celebrating. I think they were just happy that he got a shot.
Well, I do want to see. I want to know.
I see a blue would put an article up if
that's true.
Random UK player.
That's true. This is not the right year. This is not the right year. So I had to got to give. I do see popping right in my face here. 10 seed Save Minnesota, that. 86. 7 seed Louisville, 76. That's what I'm looking at
right now. I saw some of the members.
That makes me smile.
Some of the members of our sales team, Louisville fans, were chugging Coors Light or Bud Light or whatever is down there at 4th Street Live.
Were they
that
really?
Was the game that we watched at the Sports and Social Club like kings.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like kings. I ate so much. I was slugging bourbon.
How sad were they when, things were – not going
well,
the right
how sad do you think they were?
Well, I just wanted to know.
When Richard Pitino beat him by, was it double figures? What was the score?
It was almost double figures. Okay. It was almost double figures. But it was – all right, here it is. Now I've got it. This is where – they were third in the ACC this year. And at the end of the season, lost to Virginia, lost to Florida State, lost to Clemson. Oh, yeah, this is a team on the trajectory to go right to the Elite Eight. I'm just losing these games. It's right trajectory going right to the Elite Eight. Yeah.
Texas says, going. Kill him, Strebel. Same texter, where's Rummage, and has a picture in Nordy Sea of, like, the big hill that he runs up and down.
Oh, where is that? Yeah, what is that hill?
There's, like, a lake. There's a hill. That's the pavilion that you see. They have the musical acts.
Does he put
I don't know.
Does he put one of those parachutes on when he's running up the hill?
He should.
I agree with that. It helps strengthen his calves.
Texas says, has your wife been... Okay, grammatically this is wrong. What he's trying to ask is, and it's not a bad question, Had your wife been proposed to before?
No, I was the first one.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good question.
It is a good question.
Yeah, I'm not offended by that question. No, that was her first proposal, was me.
Was it your first one?
Yes.
Okay. For some reason, I thought maybe there was a close to a second one.
No, no, no. I never.
You weren't close at all?
No, I wasn't close at all.
I don't know where that came up in my mind.
I wasn't close at all. No, that was my first proposal, her first proposal.
Texas says, Strieble thinks it's a huge achievement just to get married, as if dumb people don't get married all the time. Yeah, but it means more to Strieble than it does those dumb people, is how I would,
It's not only,
it does mean a lot to you.
Yes, and it's not only that. It's people that are, like, trashing it like it was, like, some bumpkin thing, and she still ended up saying yes. So they're the ones that look stupid for trashing it because it worked. That's my point. It's not that people, yeah, people do get married all the time. I get it. You're like, oh, that's stupid. That's stupid. Well, if that's stupid, she would have said no.
4379.
That's where I'm coming from. Yeah.
I didn't know there were a bunch of people there. I was like, damn, 50 family members.
Yeah.
I'm like,
no,
50 family members. 50. I'm like, how large is her family?
Yeah, no.
What's she, in the Antonio Cromartie family?
No. There's a
lot. Philip Rivers, her uncle? What's going on
she's
here?
She's got a large family, though.
My God.
Yeah, they're not 50 of them, but she's got a large family.
Texas says, nobody cares about your life, Big Rig.
Then why are you texting about it? You don't care so much, you texted me about it. Cool. They're more interested in my life than your life. I'll say that.
Texas says, the thought of the team going to an Elite Eight is the most ridiculous thing ever. Texas brings up a good question here. If she would have said no, would you still have married her?
No, if she would have said no, I would have.
And then later on, it was a yes. Like, at that moment, in front of 50 people, it's, honey, we need to talk about it. And then at some point, she said yes, or you done at that moment. Like, what happens that moment?
If that
you're
moment,
in the middle of vacation, you got a UK shirt on, so the other 49 people at the Fish Fry know that you're a Kentucky fan, so you're really excited for UK 2K.
Yeah.
And at that moment, she says, honey, stand up, and she's like, I don't know, you know, we need to talk about this. You know, that sort of, this sort of thing you see on, like, TV.
Sure, I would have.
Like, what do you do then? I don't know.
I would have asked somebody in her family to drive me to the Minneapolis airport, and I would have gone home.
Really?
Yeah.
You wouldn't have stayed there. That would have been it.
That would have been it.
Wait,
I would have gone home.
Oh, my God. So that was the moment.
Yeah.
Wait, so there was no, like, second. That's a haymaker.
I knew,
cold-blooded.
I knew she was going to say yes.
I know that you knew. I'm with you.
It would be crushing to me. Like, if you'd been like, oh, no, let's talk about this. It means that, okay, if we're having to talk about it, like, here and now, like, I guess it's going to be a no, so I might as well just,
you know. But the pressure's on her there.
And it's, me. You think it was easy for me?
Well, no, I understand. There's
pressure on both of us.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. There's pressure built into
situation
for us. There's
more pressure on her because if she says no, she's the bad guy. You're the good guy. You're the good guy 99 out of 100. Show that one girlfriend. They'll be like, I don't know why I had to do this. And, you know, in front of 50 people, that would have been the pivot.
But she had told me that she would like to get engaged in front of her family.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know
that. Oh, yeah.
That's a very important detail all of this.
She had said
no one knew that. Okay.
Maybe you should have led with that.
I apologize. Maybe I should have. I'm sorry.
It's the whole conversation that we've had
here. But no, she had said.
I thought you picked it. That was the whole point.
She had said that she would like to have gotten engaged in front of family members.
Oh,
so I picked, like, she loves going to Minnesota. She loves her family. It's great scenery, beautiful trees and lakes and everything behind us. Like, this would be a perfect time to do it.
Texas says, Andy. Well,
uh-oh.
I'm not going to read that one. Texas, Strieble, you're on AM radio. They ain't that interested. LOL.
Again, you're taking the time to text it. Thank you. Appreciate it. LOL.
Texas says, Big Rig should work his way to get invited to Rummage's house, then do an upper decker.
No, I wouldn't do that to Steve's house. No.
Texas says, an App State hauler just passed me on I-64. Satterfield and Company moving stuff here.
Oh, that might be. They might be coming. He's finally away from Boone. He's coming to Louisville for sure. Staying.
Texas says, and we're obsessed. MAGA Strieble still mad about Jordan War takes from 2 years ago.
Yeah, those are your all's takes. I am just regurgitating your takes. If you're mad about that, blame yourself, blame your own fan base. I don't want to hear everybody, all the Jordan War of Love, all of a sudden it appears, and when you all were bashing him and telling Chris Mack to bench him and going on Twitter when he did bench him, good for you, Chris Mack, show him who's boss. I don't want to hear it. Those are your takes, not mine.
Texas says, wow, Round Daddy doesn't think his wife would be worth fighting for if she said no. It's such a great text.
Yeah, that's fine. They can believe whatever they want.
It's, come on, that's a good text.
That's a fine text.
It's a great text.
That's fine. Again, I know what the issue happened, and I'm here in the present.
Texas says, James, if she paused when you asked versus later before you got married, why didn't you walk away then?
That's a different situation. We had already been engaged for a long time. I wasn't in front of her entire family. It would have been awkward if I would have stayed at the resort and she told me no, we weren't getting engaged, and I had all these questions coming from everybody around. Wow, are you doing okay? You doing all right? How awkward of a situation would that
terrible.
Be for all of us, right?
Terrible.
For me and for her, not just for me. For her too.
You'd have been
It'd be awkward.
To the
I would have just gone.
You'd have been gone from the
airport.
It was
a different situation. Yeah, absolutely different.
Texas says, July Sports Radio, let's discuss James's love life. No, we gave you Crossroad Classic talk.
Yeah.
We gave
Malik
you
Cunningham
Malik
talk.
Cunningham talk.
Joey Gatewood versus Will Levis.
We gave you Will Levis talk.
Matt Babcock.
Babcock was on.
Babcock.
I don't know what else you guys want. There's a ton of sports there.
Yeah.
437-9680. Does Grossman even know what an upper decker is?
No comment.
What do you mean?
What
no
kind
comment?
Of chicken bleep is that?
Yes or no?
No, I
yes.
don't. There
okay.
we go.
Yeah. Go ahead, Strebel.
It's when you leave a present in the
I know exactly.
Yes,
yep,
the
yep,
toilet.
There we
there
go.
You go.
Yep, all there right. we go.
Try to be careful because I don't know exactly what I can say. Yeah.
Oh, it's when you poop in the tank.
There you go. Okay, you did a much better job than I did. I was too afraid to, you know, say the wrong thing there. Yeah, but that's, yeah.
Texas says, does your wife have any cousins?
Yeah, she got plenty of cousins. She's got a lot of cousins. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
Someone wants to meet the guy.
Oh, they're all married.
I think that's what they
mean. Okay, yeah. They're all married, but thank you, yeah.
Can I tease this, so let's get to this story. I didn't get to it yesterday or Monday, so we're going to get to this story right here, and then we'll get back to this. 437-9680. We got 7 minutes left to text. You saw that Barstool Sports took over one of the bowls.
Yes,
and it's
going to
be broadcast on like their format.
Yes, I did see that.
Well, let me ask, and I don't know what their tie-in is. Like, I have no idea, but I'm just asking this for a crappy sports radio topic. We could talk about it tomorrow if you want.
Yeah.
Louisville, Kentucky, Indiana. I mean, like, if Louisville limped to a bowl game.
Yeah.
In some sort of way.
Yeah.
And that was the only bowl out there. Would you want your team to take the invite from Barstool?
Yes. 100%.
Okay.
It's a bowl game. It's on national TV.
Well, you understand that some in the fan base would say no.
No, I understand that. I know
okay,
there are people out there that don't like
crazy,
Barstool.
Right?
No,
saying
no,
that.
No, you're
okay.
not. Because I know Jason Ince hates Barstool. He
Ooh.
Makes it. He hates Barstool. He makes it very clear. I'm not a huge Barstool fan, but I do find some of the characters that are associated with Barstool to be funny. So I wouldn't mind it. I'd be like, yeah, it's a big platform, a very popular website.
What do you think Mitch Barnhart would do?
Oh, man. That I think he would accept. I mean, that's a bowl game. I think you'd accept.
It's a big deal.
It's money.
Which
it'd be turning down money.
Do you think all three would say yes?
Yeah, absolutely.
Here's the thing: you probably get pub. Could it be good or bad if you accept it? Again, I don't know any tie-ins. I really don't.
Yeah, I don't know. I did see. Speaking of Barstool, when I was in Chicago and I was in that liquor store, they sell like an electrolyte like hangover drink.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
They have a line of a few different drinks.
Oh, okay.
They have like a hard seltzer.
Oh, okay. It was like a recovery drink.
Yeah.
It was in a cooler. I was checking out.
The Barstool Bowl is the Mid-American Conference and the Mountain West Conference.
Oh.
And it is the Barstool Arizona Bowl.
Yeah, it's out in Arizona. Yeah. So it's not going to happen. I'm just saying, what would you think would be the talking points around here?
Yeah, no, I would think there would be a segment of people that would be like, I'm not
watching
this.
Because that's a back end of the bowl game. It is on New Year's Eve, I think. But that's a bowl game that people obviously don't care about. Small conference tie-ins.
Sure.
sure. which is why they can be involved in something. It's a great idea.
It is a good idea.
And so I think you would get a lot of pub for doing that. It could be good or bad, though. I don't know.
Best publicity, but there will be people out there that would be like, I don't want them to be associated
with Mitch Barnhart
Barnhart
would be one of them. And his fan base would not agree with him.
No, they would.
Because this was the debate about Barstool, and there were a couple people, and I had the tweet, but I just can't find it right now. I've been looking for it. Where they're like, you know, college football fans and Barstool fans, there's a ton of overlap there.
Oh, 100, especially like in the SEC.
Yeah, like there's a ton of overlapping.
Oh, 100, yeah, absolutely. And like I said, SEC, Big Ten too as well, because, you know, they have the Big Ten guys. But yeah, there's especially young college age, huge. It's a big market. I think it would be a good idea. If I were running things, I would accept it. Yes, 100%.
There you go.
Yeah, I like that.
100%, Jack. 100%. There you go. Softball update, Jack. I'm going to you quickly here. What do we need to look out for tonight? You guys think you have a chance to win tonight.
Yes.
What time do you play?
It is at 10:15, so Greer and I will be rushing from here / Lynn Family Stadium to try to get there.
Yeah, but the team doesn't obviously need you.
No.
And it doesn't need Greer either.
No.
The only game they won was without Greer.
That's correct. A good point.
Like, low-key, they don't want you to show up. Like, no offense. Like, they haven't said anything because they're nice. Who's even on the team anymore? Because I see Rummage walking around sheepishly knowing that he quit on you guys.
So we do have the lineup. We could play the lineup if we wanted to do that.
Well, did Nick play that?
I have no clue if he actually played it or not. I just saw it on there when I came in. If he played it,
we
it was
probably
in the last
played
minutes.
It. No, I don't want to do all of that. I don't want to steal their thing.
Yeah,
just quickly read to us the lineup.
Names.
Yeah, no right. fanfare.
I am pulling it up. It is me. It is intern Ty.
Are you leading off?
No, I am not leading
okay,
off.
I was about to say, yeah. Put the speed.
Yeah.
Put the speed up there at the front. Right, the slowest guy on the team.
Aiden's friend Nick Biscuit. Ethan, my brother Ethan, Pat, Tom, Phil, Jeff, and me and Charles.
The listener has no idea who three-fourths of those people are.
I was going to say, it's like Charles, Ethan's
his friend. A guy named Charles. Like, I mean, they have no idea. The listener has no idea who any of those people are.
They know you.
I mean, you are one of the stars. You and Nick Valvano.
Yes.
You feel like you're a bigger star on the team than Pat, right?
Ooh. Wow, that's a great.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, who's the biggest
is
star?
Is Hannah going to be there? Is Pat's. Is,
oh, yeah. Hannah always comes and just scoffs at us because she's way better
Spears.
Than all of us. Yes.
There you go.
Who's the bigger star? You, Greer, or Nikki V?
Nick's probably the biggest star since.
You think so?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, in terms of he organizes everything and he hit the walk-off homer.
Oh, that's good.
In the one game that we won.
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah. Nick's the biggest star.
Yeah, he's a star. He's a star.
Okay, so what's tomorrow going to be like for you? What's tomorrow with your surgery going to be like to you?
Well, I will get there at around 12:45, 1-ish, and the surgery is supposed to take 5 minutes, yet I'm supposed to be there for about 2.5 hours.
Oh,
so,
recovery.
Yeah, and then I've been told that I can't open either eye for 6 hours. So...
happens in that 6 hour, you know, whatever? Do you have any idea?
I have a podcast ready to go.
To your eyes, like what's going on there?
I don't know. It says that I need to keep my eyes closed so that the healing process can begin to happen. Because what they're doing is they're going to numb my eye. They're going to put some expensive eye drop in it, and then they are going to shine a light and basically. Yeah.
That sounds terrible.
Do stuff to try to make my cornea better.
There you go.
Yes. All right. Good luck to your cornea.
Thank you.
Save that for a shirt idea.
Yes.
Texas says, did Jack watch his Cubs lose to the pennant-chasing Reds last night?
Yes, I did.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
All right, so we have two passes. You ready to do this right now, Jack?
I am.
To give you some time. All right, we have two passes to the Kentucky Cup at the University Club, the Big Blue Course, if you will, as part of the Capital Golf Charity Amateur Tour. It's coming up August 7th there in Lexington. August 7th in Lexington. This is a $60 value. You can learn more at capitalgolf.net. Players can partake in the fun, friendly, and good-mannered competition. They'll support the servicemen and women as they help to fight cancer. Again, capitalgolf.net. It's part of the Capital Golf Charity Amateur Tour. It's coming up there in Lexington, the Big Blue Course, University Club, August 7th. I have two passes to play in this. Two passes to play. Let's do caller number 5 at 267-9680. All right, so we'll get out of here. Jack's got to answer the phone. We're back at it tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Jackie boy, have a good time. We'll talk with you when you get back.